How are you?
How are you now?
Hello.
Hey, shut up. The advice provided from roommating habits relates to the experiences and opinions of Matt, Pat, and Dave. No one else should listen to or practice the advice provided.
Church bells drown in silent screams. Mama's voice still rings through to me. Come back to the way it was. Sweet salvation and brotherly love. Hallelujah. Spirit shooting through you. Hallelujah. Feel it picking you up. Hurry before your flesh tears to ashes and dust.
And welcome to Room Mating Habits, an auditory guide to sharing spaces. I'm your landlord, Pat Collins.
What were we going to say again? We rehearsed this, guys, and I forgot.
I asked if you had the Google Doc open.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
You're top bunk, Matt.
Do we just keep going?
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
I'm top bunk, Matt Cremasco.
And I'm your power bottom, David Barr.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome back. This is our second episode. Might be one of the first things that people listen to if they listen to the order in which we hope that people do, with the newest being out first, newest being the improvement on the week before, and with the week before being the tent fire that it was. I'm glad that you're starting with this one. So, gentlemen, again, what are we doing here exactly?
Well, I think what we're trying to do here is using stories and our own experiences is to try and find common ground on people's opinions on roommates overall. I think that's what we're trying to do here.
Yes, I agree. So what we're trying to do, I think, is just teach people how to cohabit, how to live together. People are different. Life is a subjective, individual experience. It's one that can only be interpreted and experienced through the self. I'm sure that Sigmund Freud or someone would have something to say on that. I don't know. I'm not an expert. The only experience I have is living with these two fine individuals, the top bunk and the power bottom, introduced previously, of David Barr being my university/college roommate, and Matt Cremasco being a house roommate while we were also in university/college. And I use that term university/college to, again, be all-encompassing for our neighbors to the south, our neighbors to the right beside us in the north, and try and encompass that whole ambiance and scenario. So without further ado, and without any more dicking around, I think we should get to some of these stories that we've harvested, I guess you could say, from Reddit.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Tell us more about that, Matt.
All right, then. Story number one. Story number one. From Dylan Blanky on Reddit. It's titled, Insert I'm in Danger Meme. All right, so Dylan Blanky says, have a cousin staying at my house for the weekend. Anyway, I just brought a bag of oranges home. He picked one up and stared at it for a moment as if he had never seen one, and then proceeded to eat it like an apple. Like, just took a bite out of the side. Then, with juice running down his face, finished the whole thing while staring at me intensely. Is this common? I've never seen anyone eat an orange like this. The whole story may not be Reddit-worthy, but I may sleep in my bedroom door locked tonight. What do you think? Dave?
Well,
you've eaten a lot of weird stuff. How many oranges have you eaten this way?
Not a lot. I'm not going to lie to the listeners. I haven't really, I'll say I've never eaten an orange this way. But all the health forums that I've done reading on do say that the peel is the best part for you. So maybe we've been doing it wrong all along.
Now, have you read those health forums, Dave, or are you making that up on the spot for Roommating Habits, the podcast?
I have read that.
No. Anybody eating an orange like that, including the peel, likely has the intention of murdering you while you are sleeping. Hence, the, I guess, appropriate response of this person to lock their doors while they're sleeping.
I don't know if it warrants that, you know, like, think about all the, okay, apples, peel on. Why not? Why can't you eat the orange with the peel on?
Because it is an orange.
I kind of want to go get one right now and see what, even just chewing through that peel, would taste like.
With the wrapper on the orange, what does it taste like?
And okay, mentally picture it. Now, really think about it. Do you think it's going to be as bad as you're thinking it's going to be right now? Or yes! What do you think?
Absolutely. It is. I've licked an orange peel before, and I think I'd equivalent that to sticking your finger in your ear and then licking your finger afterwards. And
listen,
how awful that would fucking taste.
The peel is on the fruit, all the fruits that have peels for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's to protect the fruit inside, like a banana.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's there to protect. It's there. It's not like that. You know how many shipping containers that orange peel was in? Backs of trucks? How many hands are all over that? First of all, forget the fact that it's not edible.
All right. Well, okay. Let's go into thickness here. Okay, orange, very very thin peel. You know, you
say maybe
it's like an apple. You wash it, then you try it out. But you're not going to be doing this with like a watermelon or a cantaloupe. Like, you can't get through that. No way.
I don't know. Was it a clementine? Was it a mandarin? Like,
that's true. And now we're getting deep into which orange it is.
Well, some of them have thicker peel.
Oranges are the medium ground of peel. We have things like a grape, paper, less than paper thin, something you don't even equivalent to. It doesn't even come into the conversation of peeling of a fruit. You don't. Would you like your grapes peeled before you serve? No, you just fucking pop them in, crunch, 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 and you have a great time. Apples, a slight step up. You can peel an apple, certainly, but does it really fuck with your day if you just sink your teeth into a nice, juicy Granny Smith and chew away? An orange is gonna fucking ruin your day. If you park one of those between your teeth, chomp down, you're just going to get a little side flavor of gushy juice while you, again, as Matt said, tastes the only natural predator of the orange, the shipping container, and lick the side of that where likely so many other products, people, what have you, have lived and died in the said area. I think this is barbaric.
I don't know if barbaric's the word, but, you know, I see where you're coming from. But have either one of you guys ever had one of those drinks with the orange peel in it? Delicious, right?
A sangria.
Right? Delicious.
That's mixed with other fruit, and that has wine in it.
No, not sangria. There's other beverages that I can't name one off the top of my head. Sorry, but
hold on. Dave, stop. You don't have to die on this hill, okay? It's okay. You can admit. Nobody eats an orange peel. No one's supposed to eat an orange peel. I think we have to get past the orange. Listen, we all agree, no matter what Dave says, that eating the orange peel is ridiculous. Let's go into the deeper issue here for this guy. So
yeah.
So he's got, I assume, a T. Dylan. Could be a girl, I guess.
Yep.
Let me read this again. Yeah, he. Okay. So he. This is a cousin staying with him, and now I think I'm staring at him while he's eating the orange. Like, he knows what he's doing is weird. Like, he's staring at him, and the juice is running down his face, and he ate the whole thing while staring at him. Like, I wonder if this is the first weird thing that this person's done. Like, the first, like, creepy thing that this cousin's done. Like,
if you're gonna be doing stuff like that, you don't need to be staring someone down and, you know, eat it. Eat it like with some manners. Why, well, get the juice off your face there, young fella. Like, I could see the what's that?
Eat it with manners. Get your cutlery out and start cutting it with a knife and fork. I think I would be more terrified in that situation if someone ate an orange peel on with a knife and fork as opposed to just biting into it. At least I would, like, I could just attribute it to being, you know, that's just carnal nature right there. That's just man getting his Bigfoot on. eating an orange, peel and all. But if this person deliberately, succinctly put a fork and knife to an orange with peel and started to eat it, especially while maintaining eye contact, I'd be filing for a restraining order already.
Family or not, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, everyone, you don't get to pick your time, but I think you can really extend your life if you get as far away from a person who is doing this as possible.
Well, from the sounds of it, I think we're all, except maybe me, so you and yourself and Matt are in agreement that the door locked is more than warranted.
Yes, absolutely. I would put this person on an FBI watch list.
Yeah, this is weird. I need to know if they've done other weird stuff like this, because like it sounds like it's completely out of the blue. Like they've lived their whole life with their cousin being a normal person, and then like all of a sudden he brings an orange home and it triggers him to act like a psycho.
It's like that episode in The Simpsons, the Halloween episode where Homer has this magical toaster where he just keeps popping into these alternate realities. And then he gets into one that's very real. And they say, oh, it's raining again. There's donuts raining outside. This person has subscribed to some sort of alternate reality where this is okay. And I assure you, sir, in this dimension, no, not here. No. You can take that shit back to Dimension X.
Okay. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah, I would say so. I think, okay. You know, I was on the side of maybe it's not that bad, but I think we can all agree it's just terrible. Just terrible.
All right.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Pat, you want to go into number two here?
Let's do it. We got from US Music 84, Roommate Cat Problems is the title of this little endeavor here. Hi, all. So my roommate recently got a cat, and it's very sweet and cute, but it's so destructive. I furnished the entire apartment, and his cat scratches on the furniture and carpet all the time. It also likes to attract my dog.
Is it attack or attract?
Anytime. Attract is what it says.
Interesting.
I bet you they mean attack.
Oh, boy. Yep.
This cat likes to seduce my dog. Doesn't quite fit here, but let's say attack. Although I can subscribe.
Yeah, I'm reading it too. We'll I see attract. It's got to be attack.
We'll play in the space. I tell the cat to stop or move, anytime I tell the cat to stop or move it away from my dog, my roommate just gets mad at me. I also recently learned that my roommate didn't pay the animal fee or turn in his papers to the office. I like my roommate and want to stay friends, but I can't handle this cat. Would it be wrong of me to go to talk to the office and possible get him evicted?
Oh, dear God.
Me fail English?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want the actual no holds truth situation?
Yeah, unleash.
I mean, I'm not saying I'd ever do this, but I feel like you just open the back door and whatever happens, happens. I don't know.
Drop it open. Cats are a lot more likely. You're right. Statistically speaking, cats are a lot more likely to go outside and not come back. Whereas dogs, you know, they wrote a song about that. Cat came back.
Yeah, we're going to get a letter from PETA now.
I feel like we're getting into a reverse Homeward Bound scenario here where Matt doesn't want the cat to come home. He's like, just run free. Find your other friends and just go for a run.
There you go.
No, I wouldn't do that. Come on, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't open up that back door.
But
I wouldn't.
I know exactly what you have to do.
What are you thinking, Pat?
You have to make it the cat's idea to leave.
Ooh. Wow.
You have to start throwing out some speciesist comments every once in a while. You have to throw out things like, litter box, huh? Dogs don't need those. Just little things that the cat will hear, like quiet enough as if you're in casual conversation with, someone else, but you know the cat's listening. You know it's there. So little things like that. You have to put dog posters around the house. You have to have Air Bud streamed constantly around the channel. You have to, oh, God forbid, you have to put on Beethoven
Ooh, wow.
You have to start calling that cat like a very affectionate dog name, and then forget, and then like say the cat's name is like, I don't know, Mittens. You just say something like, hey, Chance. Oh, sorry. I was just watching that great movie, Homeward Bound, but those two awesome dogs and that shitty cat. And I just got you confused with them for a second.
So Kurt.
Enough of that. Enough of that kind of, like, how long can an individual really, really actually thrive, live, and actually enjoy being in that space?
I don't know. I think you take a whole different route than opening a door or just breaking the cat's spirit down altogether. I think you just suddenly develop a cat allergy and just say, this thing can no longer stay here because I literally cannot breathe.
Yeah, and then worst case, that's probably the best advice, because worst case, you know, if you end up having to not live with this person, you can still remain friends. Because yeah, exactly. It's out of your control. So that is like the smartest approach. Like if you really, like if they're not going to budge on the cat, although you have to move quick on that because you're not going to develop an allergy like months later. I guess maybe you could, but
no.
I think that's the winning advice.
You slowly work into it and you say, you know what? I've been feeling really stuffy lately and I'm pretty sure it's not allergy season. The old pussy willows aren't out yet. Must be this cat.
I feel like it's probably a kitten. Like, it's probably a kitten. And, like, the kitten will probably grow up and not be a pain in the ass like this. We had a cat in my third year university. My roommate found a cat on the side of the highway, a kitten, in the summer. Like, fit in your hand size, right? So he scoops it up, pulls over from the side of the highway back home, scoops it up. He's like, hey, I'm bringing a cat to live with us. I found it on the highway. So, all right, fine. And, like, over the course of the year, like it started off at the beginning of the year, like scratching at everything, you know, kind of, but scared, but also like angry. And then as like 8 months later, it was, you know, for a cat, that's quite a bit older and it was like chill. Right. So, I mean, the other hand here is like, it's probably just going to chill out after a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But like that fucking cat, I was in the basement bedroom and it had one of those like little plastic balls with the bell inside. And it would swat it around the tile floor and chase after it. So like 7 a.m., 6:30 in the morning, 7 a.m. I'm underneath it and it's swatting it, and the sound is amplified like times 10, rolling around on the fucking floor. So I come upstairs and I go sorry. His name was Oreo because it had a black nose and white eyes or whatever. It doesn't matter. I put that ball on top of the fridge. It's like, sorry, bud. They got to sleep, and my roommate gave me shit about taking his ball away. Yeah, did you put his ball on top of the fridge? You put his ball on top of the fridge? Yeah, you go sleep in the basement or eat that thing at 6:30 in the morning. I'm gonna wake up till 10, right? I'm a student, but like I said, it was kind of a cycle at the first few weeks or months, and then it chilled out because it wasn't a kitten anymore. So, but I think Dave's got the right advice. If you really can't deal with it, then you play the allergy card.
Roll the allergy card out there. Why not? I think it's save face, right?
Absolutely. Fuck confronting them like an adult and just saying, hey, man, your cat is causing me serious psychological stress. I'm just going to invent a fake illness.
Yeah, why not? You know, there's already too many adult things to deal with. Sometimes you just got to take the easy road. You've earned it.
Yes, exactly. It's all come to this. Okay, so that's the feather in that cap. Yeah. Fake an illness and get them.
And just to close that, if you go to the office and say, my roommate didn't pay the animal fee, like, you suck.
Yeah, that's not cool. You can't be doing that.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, he didn't do his paperwork. Get out of here, clown.
Whatever, Bill Shakespeare fucking told
you. Yeah. All right. We can keep moving now.
Adshole. You're such an adshole. I got to come up with a better fucking intro to this segment. And I think adshole should be reserved for when we actually, because we're obviously blowing up, when we actually do get sponsors. I think that should be renamed the adshole. Mm-hmm. But for now, we're going to call this the ads hole, where I've found some shitty ads for roommates, and I think we can break them down and analyze them. Now hold tight. I'm going to, there's a lot of capitals in this ad. So I think I'll just talk a little bit louder when they are, you'll hear a little bit of a difference in my voice when it's capitals versus just regular font.
Okay? God, I love the depths of Reddit and Craigslist and Kijiji. And anyways, go on.
Internet had the ability to change lives, and it really has, but I don't think quite in the way that, you know, 90s folks would have imagined. Like, they're envisioning Star Trek and like futuristic progression of civilization, and now we're hearing about Zeto my G, the location is the shit, as an actual quote from this. So anyways, without further ado, this is the title. $500, holy crap, is that the room for rent on my Craigslist? ? You bet your nomadic ass it is. Do you want to be homeless? Then you better come check out this room for rent. It has walls and a ceiling. Blocks the fucking wind and rain, fool. Oh my God. The location is the shit. You can walk to the Washington Avenue from here. So you can get your drink on and do some Mac and playa. 10 minutes from UH and Rice, because we all about higher education up in here. You could hit Memorial Parkway with a rock, but don't. We keep it civilized. We got a carpet up in this hoe, too. They wanted to come put in hardwood floors, but I was like, fuck that! I don't want it to be cold when I get to bed at night. Carpet. So soft. Transcends the walking barefoot experience. And the room. You can put your bed and furniture up in here so you can sleep, chill, even eat. You got private bedroom. We ain't bunk bedding out in this motherfucker. Oh, shit. Your own private bathroom. What the fuck? Sorry. WTF. Yeah. You can shower and take a shit. Wait, oh. Anyone being up in your business. I'm not bullshitting either. I'm talking hot water in the shower. We got electricity. Power all your appliances. Play my Xbox 360 because I never do. No need for candles or firewood because I got lights and heat. Dash, this pad has doors so people don't come up in your space, son. Dash, this place has windows so you can see outside and shit. What's up, neighbors? Dash, tennis courts, two pools, parking garage, a park in the back, brand new gym so you can get swole. Sand volleyball court. What? Pick related. It's me, your badass room. Pick related. It's me, your badass new roommate. And it's a guy whose half his face has been cut off by the picture.
All you can see is his nose and eyes.
All you can see is his nose and eyes. I might post that on our Instagram. If you want to follow us on Instagram, at Roommating Habits, 2 M's, OMG. No, sorry. ZOMG. I don't know if that was a typo or if that's an actual thing, but I think that was a good one. I don't know. I think I'd...
I'm completely sold on that. It was emphatic. The picture does not at all match what I thought this guy would look like. Not even close.
Considering it's only half of his face. Yeah. You don't know what's going on at the bottom half there. But
so much mystery. Yeah, so much mystery. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I just need to come down from the laughter here for a second. My chest is a little sore after that one.
I'm exhausted listening to that ad.
Seriously.
I think he wrote that on the first, like, he wrote it just like that on the first pass, like, no edits, no revisions, like, didn't proofread it, just wrote it as he went and hit send.
Well, my first thought was maybe this guy's just piped after a night of hard good times and looking for a new roommate and saying, let's go for it. This was posted at 12:36 p.m. Central Standard Time. So yeah. I think this was done with, you know, with with sober intentions. So this guy's, you know, speaking of Bill Shakespeare, as you were mentioned earlier on, I think we have the upper half of, you know, Bill Shakespeare's face reincarnated right here.
And he sounds like a generous guy. Like he's offering up his Xbox. He said, water's hot. You yep. pretty much use as much as you want. Like this guy, he sounds like a pretty legit guy. And yeah, this, if you don't get pumped up over this roommate ad, then I don't know. Like this, there's some hard selling points in there. Location is the shit. Okay, cool. Excellent.
The tag of this as well, the handle that he provides is at Cougar Claws.
Interesting. Is that implying what he's looking for in a roommate?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's just a fan of big cats.
True. That's true. Oh God. Yeah. This is, yeah. I like this one a lot though.
Yeah. I'm sold.
I think he works for a carpet company. He was really against the carpet being taken out. He's like, he was so against it. Carpet. So soft. It transcends the walking barefoot experience.
That was one thing that I did see on the good old intranet that gave me a good chuckle. It was that boomers were the generation before they, you know, step on millennials any more than they do. Boomers were the generation that thought it was a good idea to put linoleum over hardwood floors. Oh. So it's, I think this guy subscribes to that, that mantra being, you know, we're all about the good floor aesthetic.
Seriously.
Up here.
Oh yeah. This is amazing. I'm in. Doesn't say anywhere price or anything like that. He's just hard selling all the facts and he's so excited about it. This guy sounds like he might be one of our guys from last week. This could potentially be the meth guy looking for a new roommate.
He's very enthusiastic and sounds like he likes a clean pad. So I would not doubt that. What iota, sir.
This could be the meth guy. Just saying.
Do you think he'd be overwhelming to live with? Like, if you think he's always like that? Or you think he was just like put on a show for the ad?
That might be a lot. That, if I had to live with that all the time, I might choose the cat over that, to be honest with you.
If he speaks in all capitals like that all the time, I don't think I could do it.
Your reading of it, Pat, made it even better because you kind of went from just regular Pat. You threw a little bit of Christopher Walken in there. It got good. It got real good.
We got electricity. Yeah. Power. All your appliances. Play my Xbox 360. That was what is that? That is nothing. Sorry.
Now we got Borat.
Now we have. Yeah, it went from Christopher Walken was Christopher Walken intention with a diarrhea Borat result.
Yes. Well, I think we're all excited. This guy sounds like an excellent potential roommate.
I'd bunk with him.
All righty. Well, on to the
10 years ago, I would have bunked with him. Right now, I think I'm a different different state.
Far
of
too much. Excited.
Hey, that's a great segue to our next and final story that we have for everyone tonight here. So this is posted by user_fuckit_1. No, sorry, 1 year ago. Title, living with roommates in your 30s, is it different? Hi, I'm in a position where I might restart graduate studies at 31. At that age, I don't think I would want a lot of 22 to 26-year-olds as roommates. I know it depends on the person, but people in that age range still tend to be in the drinking and clubbing phase of their life. I'd like roommates more around my age, 27 to 33, but does it even matter? I have roommates. I would assume they are not married. Sorry, let me read that like a real human boy. I'd like roommates more at my age of 27 to 33, but does it even matter? If I have roommates, I would assume they were not married like myself. And I don't know what single people my age do. I know what I do. come home after work or school, take a 2-hour nap because I'm an introvert and people interactions make me exhausted. Then I wake up and either exercise, study, or just waste time on YouTube and Reddit all day. I very rarely want to socialize, but when I'm up for it, having roommates to do stuff with would be great.
Boy, could you imagine living with this guy?
Good God.
Don't talk to me for 3 days and then, come hang out with me. Only when I'm ready. I don't know. Not for me.
That's hard.
I don't know.
At the same time, I definitely see the question here.
Oh, yeah.
As to living with roommates in your 30s. Now, I think it would be, and I'm envisioning, you know, obviously, I think this person is single, I'm guessing.
Sounds very much like it, yeah.
Yeah, they don't mention anywhere else that they are in other ways attached. Don't know what this would be like. I have a hard time envisioning this. I've only been a parent in my 30s where I have roommates of a totally different fucking color horse kind of thing where, you know, I've not been able to sleep past, you know, 5:30 in the morning unless I have babysitter for my kids and I'm often away in a different hotel in a different city. But I don't know. Like, I think living with a roommate in your 30s as like a single, unattached unentity.
Yep.
Unentity. That's the word, right? Unentity would be a totally different experience because you theoretically, they say they're restarting graduate studies, assuming they've been working for the past, you know, 7 to 10 years or so, they might have a couple of bucks saved up. They have disposable income. Whereas I think when we were in our roommate phase stage of life, we were, we were going out to the bars, but we weren't going on trips. We weren't going on big social endeavors or social outings. We were, let's be honest, not going to the highest class of establishments whatsoever.
You hold your tongue. What do you mean? Brock University isn't a high establishment? Is that what you're saying, Pat? To all our Brock University listeners out there?
I'm not saying establishment as in, I mean, for the social aspect of it. I don't mean like for academic studies, which Brock, of course, is, never mind. Brock is lovely. I had a great time there. I had a wonderful, wonderful time there. But I think having a roommate in your 30s would be entirely different from early 20s.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And living with this guy, it seems like he'd be walking on eggshells a lot. Like, he seems like he's very, his day is very 9-to-5-ish. Like, he's got it all mapped out. He knows what he wants to do. But hey, you know what? Sometimes, you know, if I got an hour, we should do something. Like, okay, buddy. Really?
It has to be planned well in advance.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is not too far from where my life is at this point. If it doesn't go on the family calendar, it does not exist.
Doesn't happen, yeah.
Oh. It's got to be like that. Okay, you want to go out for drinks? Sweet. I have a space on, what day is it today? January 21st. I have space on February 29th. Does that work for you?
Well, I don't know. You know, that day I might not feel like hanging out, so we'll have to play it by ear, I guess.
I was going to say, this person sounds very regimented in that, like, they need that structure, but they enjoy their own space. They enjoy their own time. They're taking naps. If you have time for a nap, what the fuck else do you have time for? Like, I am jealous of this precious, precious free time that this person is obviously expending and choosing to spend it in ways that, I don't know. I mean, the grass is always greener and, you know, you look back in your life on your deathbed and you'd say, okay, where should I have filled those empty minutes? And I'm looking at this ad kind of thinking in that same light, but maybe that's because I have, you know, two kids, a wife, a lot more responsibility at this age. Is that kind of, is that my jealousy speaking? I wonder, not jealousy, but like the grass is always, how would I envision myself living in my 30s with a roommate?
It sounds like you could do all this stuff though that this guy likes to do, like besides maybe the nap, but you could spend your time on YouTube if you wanted. You could get into some Reddit, but you still can make a little bit of the social time. You know what I mean?
I think so too. Yes. I think that is,
I don't know. This guy, yeah.
If this person wants to have a long, healthy relationship with their roommates, putting forth some of that extra effort into that socialization aspect, into becoming their friend, perhaps. I mean, you don't have to be a best friend. You guys don't have to, I mean, you live together. You don't have to spend every waking moment together. In fact, you probably shouldn't. I'm no Dr. Phil, but, you know, I think having some of your own time might be healthy for your own endeavors and your own interests. But, you know, like you say, having some of that social time, I think would be beneficial to that relationship long-term.
Overall. Yeah, it could be. It very well could be. I don't know. I'm at the standpoint where if I'm reading this, I think I'm going to be taking a hard pass as for this guy as a roommate.
This guy's asking such a general question. Like, he's asking this question. He's like, what does everybody this age do? Like, buddy, like if you want a roommate, just post something with what you're looking for and let them come to you. But try that maybe. Instead of saying, does everyone this age still go to the club every night and dance? Like, honestly, like,
very general. That is very, very. There are people in their, you know, in their 20s who are very much stay at home.
Yeah,
they're very much like the club scene. They don't like to go out. They don't like the, you know, MTV generation of throwing your hands up in the air and waving them like you just don't care. But conversely, there's the opposite. There's people who are, you know, into their late 30s, 40s, who are going to the clubs and going to the dance parties and shaking what their mama gave them, bringing all the boys to the yard. So I think you just, like you say, you have to conduct interviews. You have to know that.
I had a real Khalees milkshake moment going on right there as you were talking about that story there, Pat.
I got you wet, didn't I?
You know, I don't want to say, but... I'm not wet. and this just got explicit.
This we just earned our E for the ratings. So
we did it.
We did it. We made Dave wet yet again. That's it. Another podcast. Another podcast. Another soggy bottom. Okay, guys, we're done. What did we learn today, guys?
What did we learn today? Well, it doesn't seem like a whole hell of a lot.
No, I don't know if we learned anything. I don't know if we helped anything, but I had a good time chatting with you guys and talking about
excellent.
What
I think we learned. I think we learned that there, at least in this group, speaking for the three of us, you know that. Cats maybe not the best. You wouldn't report them, but you also don't really need them in the household if you're not a cat lover.
Yep, make it the cat's idea to leave.
Yes, exactly.
Be just towards the cat.
Exactly.
Yep.
Just belittle it. You know, just maybe you don't know your cousins as well as you think you do. Because if they eat their oranges that way.
Peel your fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't trust someone. Just don't trust someone who eats an orange like that.
Don't trust someone who eats their orange whole.
No. That's not saying I may try it just to say I did it.
Yeah. You have to now.
We'll report on that next week. Dave, hopefully we can add that to our YouTube channel once we finally get one up of Dave eating a live orange.
It's going to be well worth your time.
Yeah. I'd like to hear how sinister that actually tastes.
I'm excited. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm looking forward to seeing what it's like. Not saying it's gonna become a habit, but you know, you gotta try something once.
Said, never mind. on that sweet note. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this week. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Thank you, question askers. And thank you for the use of our theme song from Marshall Dane from his album Stop Signs. The song is called Come Back, and definitely download the album. Find it on all major streaming platforms, what have you. He's a great guy, great artist. Very grateful for that use of the theme song. All right, Dave, you have something to take us out with?
I do. This is our closing one of our closing segments, new thing we're adding, and it's going to be the roommate joke of the week. And for this week, I have one from a listener, u/th burning giraffe 5y, and this is dad joke courtesy of my roommate and her boyfriend. My roommate was coughing and her boyfriend asked if she was sick. She said no, she was just coughing. Boyfriend said he thought she was more of a tea person.
Coffee spelled with a G-H. G-H-Y. Right. Coffee.
We haven't even started this podcast yet. It's fucking stupid. I love it.
Good night.
I'm Pat Collins.
I'm Dave Byer.
Macromasco.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And don't forget to come on back. Just not like that.
Hey-oh.